We gotta take him.
Dwayne, you're a psychopath.
Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast.
And we're live.
We are live
from the Elk Woods in Manitoba.
This is the main event of the evening.
Introducing first,
fighting out of the red corner.
He introduces the blue corner first.
Yeah, I just saw it. Look, I saw red on your. Oh, it's my headlamp. That's red. That's on me, buddy.
That's that low light hit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's that low light hit. How about that? How about that?
Welcome to Elk Camp 2020.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'll have enough service. Actually, if we hit that. That little honey hole there.
That little ridge there.
That little ridge, and I'll have LTEs again, but there I go again, saying something with an S at the end.
Yeah. You've been listening too much Theo.
Hey, man, I'm not mad.
Hey.
Not mad about it.
I ain't mad about it. That's Brennan Schaub.
Yeah, ain't mad about it. But, yeah. No, we're doing it. We're out here.
Finally.
We saw, yeah.
We've been talking about it for years. Years ago.
Years ago, they tried to.
How can you blame him after what they tried to do to him years ago?
Nobody even knows. It's that tragic.
Oh, man. So we're hunkered up around a fire right now.
Enjoying a...
It's...
What time is it? 10:39.
On
PMs.
PMs. This is our travel day.
Yeah.
We drove...
From
5 hours in a total of 8 hours, or 7 hours actually.
Well, we stopped.
Yeah, we stopped. Well, we stopped for about an hour for lunch.
Yeah.
A little under, and then we stopped a couple times to get some footage.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been good though.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped in St. Rose to say what up to my fam, fam jam.
Your cousin.
My cousin Zach, who might actually come out and join us.
Yeah, he's gonna see our. Debacle of
our
a tent.
Our ghetto ass tent.
Oh, it is straight.
I should share. Maybe I'll share a picture of it tomorrow on Flatlands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a tactical error on my part.
Kids, hey, but that's, you know what? That's fine.
Kids,
this fire is roaring.
I know, I'm getting a little bit warm.
Yeah, my knees are getting down here. A little toasty.
Anyways, kids.
Kids. If you're going to go on an excursion, a backpack, backwoods excursion, do yourself a favor, set your tent up a week in advance. Make sure you have the correct poles. I was missing a few on my 8-man tent.
So we fixed that problem.
We came up with a creative solution.
MacGyvered it.
The quality assurance officer would not be too pleased.
He did not show. We also did not call him.
It would not pass a building inspection.
No.
And we are definitely not core certified here.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
However, it will.
That definitely not.
It will hold out moisture, we think.
We think.
We will find out.
Yes. Especially, and we're going to find out if it can hold up to these... 90K winds that are
really yeah, we're supposed to have some crazy weather.
Oh my goodness.
I think it's good though.
Maybe.
Low pressure systems are generally good for critters. It gets them up and moving.
Hey, we'll find out.
I've always heard about fish. You always go fishing on a low pressure system coming in. So storms.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're hoping that this low pressure system that's coming in as of Sunday
brings a little frost with it.
Brings some cool weather and frost, yeah. And gets the ungulates up and moving.
Yeah. So we'll see if that actually happens or not.
Did you see any ungulates today?
I did.
You spotted one.
Yeah, when we were rolling up the 366 coming into the ducks, probably, I don't know, 20 minutes past the forest sign, roughly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
20 minutes, half hour.
Yeah. And on the east west side of the road, then there was this little beaver swamp hole. And I was just looking, I pay attention to those things because I spend a lot of time in them. So I really
like beavers.
That is right. And that's all I'm going to say about them. That's got me in trouble before.
Using that terminology. That's a 3-hour conversation talking about beavers.
Yeah. No, but it was just, I was eyeballing, I'm going to say I got a bit of that game eye.
Yeah, you do. You for sure do.
I learned it from my brother because he's got an even better one. But along the back dam, I just seen, I thought, there's something leaning over drinking water. Drove by, hammering on the brakes, and you're like, what is going on?
Well, I'm driving up behind him, and I see the brakes go on twice. Your brake lights go on twice. And then I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to rear end this guy. I better hammer on the binders.
Meanwhile, there's enough road to and not.
I'll be honest with you. There may have been a few unfriendly words muttered.
Hey, that's fine.
Because we had just stopped at the sign.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, for Pete's sake, what is this guy stopping for again? Let's get there.
Let's get her going.
I want to be boots on the ground.
But I says, you rolled up, and I says, I seen something back there.
No, I didn't roll up.
Oh, I pointed out the
you
window.
You started waving me backwards. I'm like, oh,
I was like getting feisty.
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, I'll hammer in reverse. So I just start backing up a quarter mile.
And I'm like keeping speed with you. We're flying.
Yeah, we're going just about as fast backwards down that gravel road as we were going forward.
Yeah, I reckon.
You see my NASCAR lines I was running there?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good.
I try and tuck that thing low.
It's good.
So anyways.
But so we back up, grab the harness, or grab the knocker harness that's laying on the floor of the truck. Eyes up. Sure enough, it was a
spike.
Yeah, it was a spike in velvet.
A spike buck.
At the far end of the dam, drinking white water. Tail. Yep, it's good to see. That's our only ungulate we've seen today.
Lots of good sign though. We have seen good sign.
We've seen lots of deer tracks, and guess what? Other tracks.
Some bear. Wappity.
That wappity track.
That forest horse track.
Oh, we also saw some bear shit close by camp, but we won't actually mention that.
No. We're not going to talk about the bear shit that was in our camp before we set up.
Freshly placed there.
However,
today.
To be fair, there wasn't conditions. Any. We haven't really seen any other sign of bear out here.
No.
Other than that little bit.
No. So.
I think we're in pretty good shape.
I'm not overly concerned about
No. We got enough protection around here.
And it wasn't, I'm going to go out and say from experience with bears, it wasn't a very big bear either.
No.
So.
Big animals take big dumps.
That is right.
That was not a big dump.
Like elk.
Yeah.
Like wapitis, wappities.
That's a good serving. You'd roll a dang ankle on that on that bad man.
I just about did. You see me out there, man.
We had some close calls today.
Yeah.
So,
man, this is so thick out here. This is unreal.
Well, and
these huge pine trees laying over.
Like, the trees that we're looking up at right now.
It's no wonder that they talk about the logging out here.
Like, honestly. 35 feet.
Well, more than
40,
that.
45 feet, you figure?
I reckon.
Probably 45, 50 feet in the air.
I bet you 45, 50 feet in the air.
It's wild. And then,
I might get you 51 feet in the air.
Boy, your tame matter doesn't reach that.
I know.
You need a 60 footer.
Need one of them long suckers.
Yeah, with the wind. Where it's not an actual metal tape. It's rubber. So
that's
today.
Synthetic.
Yeah. So today we got in at about what? It was before 4 o'clock. 3:45, 4 o'clock by the time we were in.
Okay.
Time we got as far down the trail as we could.
Yeah.
So we found a little 2-track.
That 2-track hit.
Actually, okay, so let's back up a little bit. So
how far?
You texted me on the way in and you said, Zach wants to do lunch at Chicken Chef in St. Rose.
Yeah, so we did.
So we did. So we went in, had a nice meal,
my uncle.
Thanks to Uncle Gerald. Yeah, Uncle Gerald for
buying lunch.
That was clutch.
That's clutch.
So we eat this Danny lunch, and he goes,
look, you can see the moon through the trees there.
Absolutely.
95%.
Mm-hmm. And a low pressure system coming. Boy, we could be in for some dynamite hunting.
Losing moon, though.
Yeah, well, close enough though. Low pressure system is what I'm more.
She'll perform.
More happy about.
Yeah.
So we have this lunch and he goes, well, I got a friend.
He asks first if we have like any information.
Yeah.
We talk
any
to
intel.
And it's like, we've both never been here before. And so no.
And we're kind of going off what we've seen on the Manitoba elk hunting page.
Yeah.
On what guys are saying for, you know, elk.
But this
bugling.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, they're hunters just the same. They're not going to give all their tips and tricks, right?
Yeah. I definitely.
And like, I tried to talk to as many people that have hunted elk as I could just to try and get a general idea of what we should be doing.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it's different everywhere, right? Like, Montana bulls aren't going to respond the same as Manitoba bulls, even though they both start with M.
But then again, it's a lot of people will say an elk is an elk is an elk.
Yeah, but I mean, to some point, I agree.
Yeah.
But I think you'd be comparing a Granny Smith apple to a Golden Delicious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same animal, but it's also not the same.
No, I get that.
So anyways, he goes, well, I got a buddy up to where your neck of the woods
up
that you
north,
guys want to go.
North of where you're going, yeah.
Yeah, but he's hunted. He's a lifelong hunter.
Yeah.
So he calls him up and has a nice little 15-minute conversation.
We're sitting there and we're like, we're just grinning and like, okay.
Getting pretty fired up.
And then and all of a sudden he's talking and it's like, oh, this doesn't sound very good. And then, oh, this sounds pretty good.
Yeah. And like, it was a roller coaster of emotions, honestly.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I didn't really know. Also, I was like, oh, we're probably actually not even going to go elk hunting. We're going to turn around and go home.
Yeah, we're going home.
Like, this is a nice 4-hour drive for lunch.
Yeah. Nice little lunch date on St. Rose.
So he goes.
St. Rose's.
The St. Rose's. So he gets off the phone there and he says to us, he goes, he says, good news and bad news. He goes, good news is there is elk out to where you guys want to go.
But you can't get them.
No. That wasn't the west that he was talking about.
No, I mean, when he was talking about by Grand View.
Like through that thick stuff?
No, like out in the farm.
Oh, there. Yeah.
But you can't get them.
Yeah. But then he goes, there is elk out to where you guys want to go. To the west side.
Yeah.
But he goes, this friend of mine, he says that there's a spot.
In the middle of the park.
In the middle of the park on the east side.
Yeah.
That he has consistently seen elk in.
While hunting deer.
Archery, because he is an archery hunter, which means he would be out right around this time.
Yeah.
And he goes, there's a couple meadows. And he goes, that's what you guys want to kind of start looking for. So we actually.
So we're like, instantly, our plans changed.
Yeah. Like right then we're like, well, okay. Yeah. Right about then we're like, okay, let's head to this spot anyway. It was closer.
Yeah.
It was about whatever, 20 minutes closer.
Yeah.
Half hour closer.
Yeah.
And.
I mean, so, who's to say we won't go out to the other one yet?
And I'm totally game to do that. Absolutely. But we did kind of put that theory to the test today, and I only realize it now. So we get into camp. We quickly get this debacle of a tent set up.
Well, yeah, it actually was pretty quick for being such a debacle.
Yeah.
Are we going to need more wood?
I would say, chuck another log on the fire. I don't know what song that was. I just
put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. That's that song.
Yeah, no, I don't like beans.
I do.
I hate them. I'll be honest with you.
Well, keep touching me.
All right.
Quit touching me.
So today, we get into camp. We get this debacle of a tent set up. It was a mess, but went pretty quick. So by the time we got that up, we kind of looked at each other and we says, well, let's get changed. Let's get into our hunting gear and let's, you know, go for a little foot putt.
Let's get after it.
So there's a lake to the south of us. And this is going to sound a little familiar to all you folks that have tuned in to the white shell hunt. Because this is exactly what kind of happened. We figured, well, let's just get to that lake, see what we can see.
Except this was not nearly as far.
Not nearly as far. How far do you think it was? Maybe a mile.
Probably 3/4 mile.
I'd say about a mile. Yeah. Anyways. So I'd say meet in the middle, 7/8 a mile.
We probably sauntered like a mile and a quarter.
Oh, we easily put on a mile worth of walking.
Because
back and forth and back and forth, like holy.
So yeah, we went north. We figured we'd get to this lake.
We went south.
We went south, figured we'd get to this lake, check it out, see what we can see. So we were bugling and cow calling our whole way there.
And I would, found out I would that think, I'm not a very good elk caller yet.
I would think maybe a little too much on the calls, but probably. That's my opinion.
But also, first day, we're
good. First day, we're trying. Yeah, we're learning. Like, it's whatever. No fault to anybody. No fault to anybody.
We just really wanted to see the country. And
honestly, I didn't really expect to see anything.
No.
I was hoping to maybe hear a callback. At best. At absolute best. That I figured probably wouldn't. Because we're actually not going that far from camp.
Yeah.
Right? Just kind of general, a radius around camp. However, we get to this lake, take a little water break.
You know, take some pictures.
Take some pictures, do some bugling, do some calling.
Because, you know, we're stopping to take pictures because we want to remember this stuff.
Well, we want to remember it. And, you know, like part of what we've talked about, especially in the last year, which we kind of failed at, was getting a little more consistent with not only the podcast, but just posting stuff on Instagram. Yeah. And
Are we going to make a little announcement yet?
Oh, we can do that. Should we Let's finish the story first. So we go south, get to this lake, take some pictures, grab some water, you know, have a little, get some content.
Game plan it, yeah. Yeah,
kind of get a contingency plan in place.
Yeah.
And.
But holy, that walk down to the lake was tough because these huge, like, man, these trees are big out here.
50 feet, like, and just literally thick, no joke.
Thick. And there's these thick suckers laid over this way from and that willy nilly.
Damn beavers.
No, none of them were beavers.
Oh, a bunch of them were.
Okay, out there, but I mean the trail on the
way. Oh, the trail. No, there. The trail was just.
Just wind.
Wind and dead. Shit. It was bad. Like, there were some trees that were probably a good 8 to 10 inches diameter.
No. They were this big. That's more than that. That's over a foot.
No, I was saying most of them. We only had a few that were that big, though.
That's true.
Most of them are a good 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah, and then there's the odd one that was like 12 to 15.
Also, it was 12 to 15. Yeah, massive. And you got to go over them and around them. Or but the way thing is, them. When you go way around them, you get into this like knee-high foliage. You know what they need out here? As bad as it sounds?
Cattle?
A damn forest fire.
Yeah.
That would help the elk population a lot.
I'd say that would help every population.
Every population a lot. As bad as it sounds.
And including the wolves, so maybe not.
Wolves aren't always bad for an ecosystem, though.
Yeah.
They help keep the deer numbers in check, mm-hmm. which keeps the coyotes in check.
There's no coyotes out here.
In the farmland, no coyotes?
In the farmland, yes, but.
But well, I guess we're a ways from the farmland.
In the actual parks, no. It's like in Sandylands. There's no coyotes in Sandylands.
Oh, there's for sure coyotes in Sandylands.
Not a whole horde of them, that's for sure.
Not like farmland, but they're definitely coyotes.
We'll see.
All right. Well, you know where they're at. So, we decide that this is not worth breaking ankles and blowing out ACLs.
We were close a few times because this was pretty sketchy. And
it was, and it was wet. Not like soaking wet, but that top layer of everything is wet.
Yeah.
So your boots just kind of slip off everything.
Although I'm impressed with my Cabela's rush.
Yeah, they're gripping pretty good.
They were going good.
My new Irish setters are gripping better than my last set.
Yeah. Well, that's good though.
So then we decided, well, let's beeline it back. So you kind of make some ground. You know, we're half-ass hunting, I would say.
Yeah, we were chatting.
We're chatting and we're walking pretty fast and breaking branches, whatever. Not really trying to hunt.
Yeah.
However, on the way in, we found this gorgeous little lookout. I would call it a glass and tip.
For Manitoba, that's a glass.
That's a glass and tip. And we decided if we got back in time, you suggested it, that if we get back in time, let's head back to
the glass and tip, number one.
And see what we can see.
Yeah.
So what happened when we got to the glass and tip?
Well, hang on. First of all, before we got back to the glass and tip, we found we, on the way back, at least, we found a few little spots of elk track.
Yeah, okay, so this is what I'm saying about the openness that your uncle's buddy had said.
Yeah, with the meadows.
The meadows.
So we, on our way down to the lake, there was zilcho of that.
It was thick as Brendan Schaub.
Yeah. Maybe thicker.
Eight C's.
Yeah.
Eight C's on that thick.
Like, he wouldn't even fit this thick.
There's no thick boy bike club going through
here.
Not
this thick. That's full show.
Absolutely not. So, as we start making our way north,
hang on. Let me just say, it feels good to be barefoot right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm enjoying my insulated Crocs.
Feels a little warm, actually.
And burn the bottom of your feet, boy.
That's okay. I could use a little heat on my leg. It's been giving me grief for the last while.
Yeah, you gotta start to learn to take it easy when you need to.
I'm working. I know you are. Did it better this time, okay?
You're just like me 5 years ago. Never took a break when I needed it.
That's true.
I still don't take breaks when I need them, but here I am elk hunting, so I'm counting that as my year break.
We're doing a vacation. This is, I guess, technically a vacation.
This is.
It's a
hardworking vacation.
I was saying, no, I'm not going on vacation. Or, like, you know, guys at work were saying, oh, okay, when are you taking holidays again? It's like, well, I'm not taking a holiday. I'm going hunting. And then somebody said to me, like, you're going on vacation because you're doing something you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And
it's just,
like,
we're traveling.
Really put me back into perspective. Well, whatever, into a perspective. Like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
This is a vacation holiday.
It is. We're going to be working pretty dang hard. Yeah. Like, we were sweating today.
Yeah. I guess I always thought about it that it was not a vacation because we're working, but.
But it's work we enjoy.
Yeah. It's passion.
It absolutely is.
But anyways.
So as we started making our way north and getting into the little more open stuff,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, where we're at now is not terribly open.
No, our camp is in the thick stuff.
In the thick stuff. Not as thick, but it's more densely populated than what the Glass and Tit is.
But we want it, like, but the trail ends right here because there's a huge tree over right there.
Deadfall.
And there's another big one shortly thereafter.
And then there
are every... shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
And this is nice and sheltered in here, so.
And it was
like, right now it's dead calm.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like at night it's either dead calm or just friggin'
blustery.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of in a valley too. We are in a valley actually.
Yeah.
Well,
and there's a little ridge right to the south of us here.
So, okay, that brings up another point.
Okay.
That I thought of just now.
Listen.
I wonder how that's going to play into some of the potential for wind. Because we do have a south wind tomorrow, which is going to keep some of our camp scent out of the north.
Yes.
Because there is a wind shelter here, a little bit. Not much, but enough.
I feel like this scent will stay fairly contained.
Especially with how dense we are here.
Exactly.
And you go a little bit farther north, like out to where the bush actually starts again, and it's pretty thick in there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we get back to the Glass and Tit. And as we're coming back, we're seeing more and more track.
Yeah.
And I even asked the question, is it because we weren't seeing it in the north or the south, or is it there? It's just not there.
But also, okay. Also on the way back, we sauntered more through the bush.
Yeah.
Because it was actually easier going.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think I would say it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
It's probably not as much there, but we also didn't see as much because we weren't really looking as much there. Yeah. We were just trying to get to the lake.
Which is fine.
Which is great. Yeah. We wanted to see the country.
Stay warm.
We're on a foot putt.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get an extra couple miles.
Just getting our feet wet.
Yeah.
Just getting our steps in for the day.
Honestly, my Fitbit, if I had one, would be chiming. He'd be saying, hey, you got some steps in today, old son. So we get to the Glass and Tit, and we take a different way in than the first time when we stopped, because we did stop there on the way to find a campsite or a camp spot, and we just took a peek out. We're like, oh, this is a nice little area. Like,
we stopped the trucks. We walked over, like, okay.
Like, this is something, we should keep this in mind.
This is one of these, it overlooks like an old beaver hole.
Yeah.
That's all dried up.
An old swamp. So we head back there, we take a little bit of a different way into the hill.
Yeah.
To the Glass and Tit.
And it's game time.
Oh, yeah. We were going in quiet.
Yeah.
Lethal. And So as we're coming up, we're kind of...
It's about a 30-foot ridge?
Yeah, it's 35 feet.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of diagonaling up, right?
Being quiet.
Being very quiet.
And we find it very interesting how everything's gravel out here. We're used to Sandylands where it's sand.
Sand.
Yeah.
And, like, for being this close to two swamps, one being dried, one not being dried, to have this much gravel is actually...
That's interesting.
Quite interesting. As we're walking up, I swore I see something dart in the bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know what it was. It could have been a bird for all I know, but it looked big.
There was some very fresh looking track.
There was, which we saw deer and elk.
Yes.
And some fresher scat.
Yes. And we had looked, like, when we had stopped there previously, I don't know, probably 3 hours before-ish, we did not see these tracks.
No. So I'm wondering now, thinking back on it, if our calling maybe did help a little bit, brought something in maybe from a little more north.
Maybe.
Come figure it out, right?
Figure it out.
Just wasn't responding.
Yeah.
Which is fair. It is a little early for them to be quite vocal.
Yeah.
I got to pop my contacts out, though.
Yeah. So we sat at the... need some light there? Big shoots?
I got
you.
I found it.
All right. So yeah, we sat at the Glass and Tit until it, sunset, and then we waited a few minutes, hung out, and that's kind of the LTE spot there for me at least, so that was kind of nice to have some good cell reception, but keep glassing around, and we start rolling out of there, and lo and behold, we find another pile of elk scat that we had not seen previously. So it's really good to know that we are in elk country, and just seeing all the sign and the track and whatever, the scat and the track. It's like, you know what? We're here. And it's so exciting. And you know what? Got me excited?
What's that?
When we, oh man, where is it again? It's close to St. Rose, up the number 5 highway there.
Okay.
There's a sign on the right-hand side of the road that says you are now entering the parkland.
Yeah.
So I remember, I've been up to like Dauphin, Oka River quite a number of times. That sign, every time I see it, it just gets me a little bit fired up. And I knew that today, once I see that sign, I'm going to get fired up. And sure enough, I was just extra excited. Yeah, throw that sucker on there.
You know what got me fired up?
I'm listening.
Was as soon as we hit that gravel.
Oh, yeah.
And you start getting into that, like, real windy top, up and down.
I like it how from Grandview, and you're looking north up the 366, it's just straight and up and down.
Yeah.
It's like the movies you see of, like, Wyoming.
Exactly.
So, shout out to my buddy Del Barber, because he said once that this area is like Wyoming. And I do not disagree. So that's kind of cool. But, man. Hey, what's going on over there?
Bear.
Bear Patrol. Yeah, so day one is, you know, for sussing out the land, you know, fleshing it out. I would say it was a bit of a success. I mean, obviously we haven't set eyes on the wapitis yet, but we're working on it. Hey, how long do you want to run today?
I don't know.
We're at 11 o'clock already, but...
We got a few more... I do want to make one point.
Okay.
We'll do our announcement.
Oh, I want to talk about how bad of an elk caller I am.
Okay.
And my mistake before. So I'm a very bad elk caller. I can do some, like, some cow calls, but that's pretty much about it. Also because I'm not experienced, but I guess I did not do enough homework prior.
You know, I don't think it's homework. Here's the thing. The only reason that I know how to somewhat elk call is because my dad told me if I learned how to call an elk, I got to go elk hunting with him.
Oh.
So I walked around with a reed in my mouth for damn near 6 months.
Fair enough.
Learning how to use it.
Yeah, I did not do that.
Which is fair.
Okay. So, after we had lunch today with my fair family, we stopped down a gravel road to check some maps because we were fired up about this new spot, new potential elk area that we've been just turned on to. And I was wearing my glasses and I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to throw my contacts in because it's bright. I want to wear some shades, right? So, of course, big elk trip. So I brought a brand new pair of contacts and they're all ready to go. And, of course, I brought only one pair because, well, I'm a genius. Anyhow, I put one eye in, no problem, and I'm my other eye. And it gets a little bit windy, and I'm standing in the wind, and it jumps out of my hand on the ground, okay? No big deal. I find it right away. It's okay. I'll go clean it off with some solution. And I walk around the truck, and lo and behold, it jumps out of my hand again because my hand is wide open and I'm being a bit of a delinquent.
With arms wide open!
And it's laying on the gravel road. And I'm like, hey, come over here once.
So here comes T-Freeze getting on all fours on my belly on this tiny ass gravel road.
And I'm like one eye looking.
And I got two good eyes, but I can't find it.
And we're searching. And finally, I'm like, I'm starting to worry.
Yeah.
I instantly was worried. Like, what a dumb move. What a stupid move.
Almost as bad as forgetting poles to your tent. Almost. Not quite, but almost.
So we're looking. And finally, like pretty much right where you were stepping, right?
We're almost right where I was laying.
Yeah. Finally, I all of a sudden, oh, there's a little glint of like mine have like a bit of a blue tinge to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my, there she sits. And one of the corners is slightly, or I guess it's a circle, so it doesn't have a corner, but it's like
edge,
slightly,
the edge
on one, whatever. It's got a slight little nick in it now.
Have you felt it yet?
I have not felt it.
That's good.
So like, I cleaned them good cleaned it good and no, it's been good. So.
So I want to touch back on something you said while I was taking my contacts out, was that it's good to know that we're in elk country.
Yes.
I think it's something I was thinking, that's the exact thought that went through my mind when we went to the glassing tip the second time and saw that fresh track.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for the first time in a hunting adventure we've been on, we are actually on the right track. Not saying we're going to see anything or kill anything or whatever, but I feel like we're on the right track. We're setting ourselves up for success rather than failure. Like with the white shell, we knew there were deer there, but we both went in with the mentality that they were going to be in the valleys, in the swamps.
Yeah.
And we found out the hard way.
They were on the ridges.
They were sitting high looking for us.
Yeah. They knew we were coming.
Yeah. So I feel like, and I feel like that trip actually helped us in this situation, because you said it right the first time we were at the Glass and Tit, was that, hey, elk like the ridges too.
Yeah, I said the deer like the ridges too.
You said the deer like the ridges.
Because, yeah.
That's what you said, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, then the elk probably like them too. I mean, they are deer.
Just friggin' same big family. Yeah. Just forest horses with swords in their heads. I love that so much.
I do too. That's like, freaking mint.
Shout out Rogan on that one, boy.
Texas boy now.
Hey, Austin.
Yeah. And big Spotify deal.
Yeah, how about that? That's more than we 80, got.
Cool, 88 mil.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
So we have a bit of an announcement.
Yeah, we do.
There was a...
How do you want to start this?
A purchase. An
absorption.
An amalgamation.
Okay.
So formerly, I would like to announce that I have moved over to join the Flatlands Field and Fowl team, the extensive team.
The extensive team has welcomed Mr. Tanner Friesen.
I am excited to work with these guys and, you know, just keep
just
having
kick
good
ass.
Yeah, keep having good hunting adventures and to bring the very little experience I have to the table, you know?
I dig it. Hey, you got experience after the farm bucks.
That's me. True.
And Phil
that's
and Cy, because you seen Phil the other day.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday I saw him.
But yeah, so Tall Oak Pursuit is coming over to FFF.
Tall Oak Pursuit will be no more.
Okay.
It'll strictly be
FFF.
FFF.
You know, yeah. Good.
I'm excited. I think it's kind of been in the works. It's been in the works for a while.
The monetary details will not be disclosed.
No, they are due to Tall Oak Pursuit not being publicly traded. We're actually not.
It's not required to be disclosed.
Yeah, so the monetary value will not be made public. If you guys want to know, feel free to ask, and I'll probably tell you no. Cause,
you know, let's just spill the beans.
All right. It was.
It's probably about a few shots of rye worth.
Yeah. Honestly, it's probably a couple stiff whiskeys.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah,
so. So that there you have it. Welcome aboard. Let's have a handshake.
Glad to be here.
Hey.
When do my benefits kick in? And how many weeks vacation do I get?
As many as you want, unpaid.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm in.
No benefits. No pay.
Honestly, we talked about it like a year ago.
Yeah.
And it kind of just, the conversation never really went anywhere. And then it was like, well, whatever. Today I was like, I'm kind of done with it. So it'll be nice to just have some.
The odd time I've tried to remind you, like, just send me a picture. I'll post it.
Yeah. Well, now it'll be a little.
Hang on, we got some geese coming over.
Hankers.
What did you say before about me not being able to hear? But I can hear you. Oh, I think that a bird is an elk, but I can hear a goose when you
Okay, so we're coming back from the glass and tit.
Yeah.
And there is a whiskey jack that's chirping.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, they do have a very high-pitched chirp.
A cow.
Similar to a cow elk.
Yeah.
But very clearly still a bird. And Dwayne goes,
just for a second.
He stops dead in his tracks and goes, was that an elk? I'm like, nope, that's a whiskey jack.
That jack made those two notes.
Yep.
The first one I was questionable. The second one I was like, okay, bird. And the first one I'm like,
Could be.
You know,
and that's hopeful. And that's part of being excited too.
And hopeful.
Every little thing you hear. Like I heard my echo on the lake.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit delayed.
Yeah.
Because I guess it hit a certain, I don't know, it just the way it reverberated. I was like, did I just get a response?
Hard,
so then I quickly let out another one and it didn't happen. I'm like, no, what? It was not a response.
Hard no. But,
I'm excited to be on it, at least in elk country.
Oh, for sure, man.
And I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the next 8 days.
We're going to see. We're gonna learn a few things.
Actually, I brought up a point because I thought of this on the way in, and I think I'll be, maybe we'll get a little bit of a YouTube video together because I have some, a vlog style.
Yeah.
That I've been shooting kind of just on the drive out and as we've been kind of bumming around here. But I want to bring up a point.
Okay.
With it being with us being on a ticking clock, we only have so much time out here.
We've decided we're going home on the 13th. Most likely.
Most
like
likely.
90%-ish.
Pending really, really bad weather Saturday,
yeah.
I would say we're going home the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if all of a sudden the forecast changes on the weekend and it's, like, just piss poor.
Yeah, then we would just shut her down.
Just shut her down, yeah.
Because I don't really want to be, I mean, if it's not advantageous to be hunting, I'm not going to be out there.
I don't want to be sitting in our ghetto shelter or in the trucks just
killing time.
Playing cheat with you for 24 hours.
Yeah, no. Then I would rather just go home where the weather's probably.
Let's go to your place, go to my place. and play it there on the table.
Exactly. Or,
oh, if hey, that's nice. A cool little anecdote we'll add at the end here.
What?
I said my place.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you've bled into it. Let's just hear it.
Flatlands Field and Fowl has a new home near Le Brokery. Actually, Lavarandre East.
So, you have a name for it.
The Crooked Antler Lodge.
Woo!
So, if you're looking for a non-guided hunt that is not guaranteed to get you a deer or anything.
But also free. No guide fee. Tips are welcome, but not necessary. We're not talking about tips about how to guide either.
However, I am a licensed Manitoba guide. But
not as of now.
Well, I just need to renew it.
Yeah, so. But you're still not licensed.
That's true. Anyhow, once I get back, I'll resend my papers with my credit card.
And you're good.
And yeah. I'm good to go, but...
I'm surprised that's not online yet. Yeah. Everything else is. There's another little anecdote. Can't buy a deer tag anywhere.
Because Rona.
No, not even because Rona. Because everything went online, which my understanding was this year was going to be both.
I understood that too, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe that lady just didn't have the correct information.
I wonder.
Anyway.
You can buy them at Cabela's.
You can buy them at Canadian Tire. Shout out
Jeff Martin Bohunts.
Oh, Jeff Barton Mohunts?
Jeff Barton Mohunts. I'm pretty sure in the group chat he said he was going to Cabela's for tags.
And also, congrats on a buck.
Congrats on that buck.
Early season velvet.
Yeah.
With his mother-in-law, no less.
A little party hunt, huh?
Get in there!
I haven't done that in a coon's age.
I know, it's been a hot minute. So, Dwayne bought a house.
I bought a house.
Mennonite
boy living in a French area. How about that?
Woo-hoo. Get to know the bar for sure.
I have not been there yet.
I mean,
I've been there many times, but...
Not as a resident.
Not as a resident.
You're a non-resident.
Yeah.
Fees are a little more.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to my... With us being on a ticking, on a clock.
Yes.
Do you feel pressured at all to get it done?
Not yet.
Okay. Because I was wondering that a little bit. Because the reason I say that is we had talked last week about, with us having two tags, what do we go in with a game plan, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, we both want to take big bulls. That would be extraordinary. Beginner's luck, absolutely. I would say yes. But also, that would be something super cool.
Yeah.
However, realistically, we are still going for meat in the freezer. We're still meat hunters.
And we kind of agreed as first elk we see, like, let's...
We're going to take.
So, I mean, unless if it's like a small one the size of a whitetail, maybe, but...
Well, yeah, but it would
chances,
have to be.
Chances are, then there's going to be a bigger one close by.
Yeah, it'll be mama kicking around.
Whether it's a cow or whatever, right?
Yeah, spike.
I will gladly take a cow or a spike.
Yeah, and same here.
I don't really want to take a young one, but...
I mean, hey, meat in the freezer.
Yeah. It's been a...
They taste good.
It's been a hot minute since I've had elk, so...
I have never.
You know what? I've only had limited, but I know the last stuff I had was... Like, the last elk I've had in the last probably 10, 15 years was, like, pepperettes or something.
Yeah.
So not, like...
So hard to tell it's elk at that
exactly,
point.
Exactly, yeah.
No, because I was just curious, because I know... I know a lot of people, especially when they have a limited hunt like this, where they have, you know, 9-10 days to get it done, how do you continue, like, how do you stop from not feeling pressure?
Yeah.
So, I was just curious as to where you were at, because I don't feel any pressure. Like, I'm still comfortable at this point saying that if I go home empty-handed, it's still well worth the trip.
Yes.
And even if that is the case in the later part of the week, like, I'm still going to enjoy the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we're on vacation.
Exactly. We're on vacation. I mean, we're sitting around a fire drinking whiskey on a Friday at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And once I realize that we're going on vacation, it's like, well, really? What
takes the pressure
what
off?
What does it matter?
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, killing an elk is a bonus.
And plus, it's our first time archery elk hunting, right?
Yeah. Like, in an area that is far different from anything we've ever hunted before.
Yeah.
And for a critter we've never hunted before.
We've both never been to this area.
Yeah, and, like, we're hunting in an area we've never hunted before, for a species we've never hunted before, in a style we've never hunted before. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just a big learning curve.
It absolutely is.
We're just enjoying it, really.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm excited for tomorrow to be a first full day.
Yeah.
Like to actually hunt for a day, not just foot putt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we got a good game plan for tomorrow on what we're going to do with the wind and with where we want to go.
And when the coffee's getting done.
When the coffee's getting, you know, finished. And
yeah. I guess worst case scenario, you could always run a truck and put it on the exhaust. If a fire wouldn't light.
Oh, she'll light. You see that torch I got kicking around?
No, I'm just saying, like, what if it was raining?
Well, that's well, why Dauphin, we got that thing right there.
Dauphin's only an hour and a half.
That's why we got that thing right there.
Hey, about that?
We'll just pull her off. Not that hard. Just move it a little bit. Light a little fire. Nothing massive so it doesn't burn a hole in the top.
Yeah.
But just enough.
Little sucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think next trip we do like this, though, I am going to bring a tarp so we can just tarp up around trees.
I was going to grab a tarp from my parents, and then I...
Yeah, I had one in my hand at the farm yesterday, and then I put it down to grab something else, and I forgot to grab it again. And I was like, oh, shoot, that sucks. Yeah. But...
oh, man, I'm getting tired here.
Yeah, me too. I got about...
Looks like I've
couple
got...
schlucks left.
Looks like I've got some messages to get back to you yet, too.
Well... concludal thoughts.
I'm so excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is my first time backcountry backpack hunt.
Yeah, you've never done a backpack hunt like this. An overnight backpack hunt.
I've always gone home.
Yeah.
And then gone back out the next day.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a different ball game, especially when you start getting into like, you know, day four, five, and six when your body starts breaking down a little bit. Because you've put on so many miles and, you know, you're, in all reality, you're undernourished.
Yeah.
Because you're burning so many calories.
So I want to add a little quick fun fact. This is going to be the first time that I will not work out and or run for like...
9 days.
For 9 days or 10 days.
Surprised you didn't get one in this morning.
I know. Yeah, since like 2017, like in summer or something. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I'm glad you didn't run this morning.
I slept in because I stayed up till like 12:30 at work and like doing my boots and doing our knives and getting everything squared away. And then plus getting up at 5:30, I slept like less than 5 hours. So I wasn't gonna.
Yeah,
Sure, I'm only 26, but I'm realizing that my body cannot handle that stuff as much, like on lower sleep.
No,
I just can't do it.
No, I'm the same way. Like,
and especially right now, I've got a bit of a bum leg right now. So,
yeah,
which is getting better, but
which will be nice for tomorrow when we head north.
Mm-hmm.
A little more open, a little less tree, deadfall. Hopefully,
that'll be nice.
Hopefully, we can make a good move.
Yeah.
Hopefully see some elk tomorrow.
See what shakes.
Yeah. Love to see an elk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or even a deer.
Yeah.
Just something.
Maybe a bear.
To know we're doing it right.
Maybe we'll hear some wolves.
Ooh.
We did not hear wolves tonight yet.
We have not.
And they probably would have called by now.
I'd say, about 11 o'clock,
yeah.
It's also not windy.
That's true.
So I don't know what it is about. I've always noticed wolves call a lot more on a windy night.
Okay. I feel like we're pretty safe here.
Oh, I'm
confident. Even with that bear shit, like, that's not... No factor.
No, not worried about it. If it was like 5 or 6 big piles, I'd be saying, you know, maybe we should probably pick up our base camp and move a little bit, but...
No, I think we're good.
We haven't even heard anything rustling in the bush.
Not yet.
Beside a friggin' squirrel.
Beside a friggin' delinquent.
Yeah, besides some idiot looking for wood.
That could have been either of us.
Honestly, it was both of us.
At separate times.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're hoping to have... I don't know if we'll be able to do daily updates, but we'll definitely have updates throughout the week.
Yeah, we might.
Whether they get released, they might just get released in a series once we're back.
Maybe.
Due to service reasons.
We'll try.
Yeah, we'll do our best. If not, hey, you guys will get them all. You guys will just be hearing this a week later.
Yeah. We might even have a guest appearance yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all we'll say.
Yeah, you'll never know.
So,
you'll just have to tune in next time.
Hey, how about that?
How's that cliffhanger?
How about that? All right. Well, did you say your shower thoughts?
Pretty much the same.
Excited
to be here. I'm looking forward to sleeping in my sleeping bag. Honestly, yeah. I love sleeping in my sleeping bag. It's pretty comfy. And I'm looking forward to the shitty coffee tomorrow morning. Because there's nothing like shitty campfire coffee.
Yeah.
It's actually really good coffee.
Yeah, I know.
You know, nostalgia.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're out. We're going to hit it hard tomorrow. And good Lord willing, we'll see something.
Amen.
Gang, we out.